All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating exploration of repentance and renewal, especially as we reflect on the third Sunday of Lent, Year C. We're going to unpack some vital themes from the responsorial psalm and the Gospel of Luke. It's all about that remarkable intertwining of kindness, mercy, and personal transformation. So to kick us off, did you know the psalms urge us to bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits? This calls us to action.
Wait, what do you mean by forget not all his benefits? Like, are we talking about actual benefits or more like spiritual perks? Laughs.
Great question. When we mention forget not all his benefits, we're emphasizing the importance of acknowledging all the ways we've been blessed, both materially and spiritually. It's like you've just received an unexpected gift. You wouldn't toss it aside, right?
Oh, totally. That would be like throwing away a winning lottery ticket. But, in the context of Lent, what does that mean for our day-to-day lives?
Exactly. That's a good analogy. It's about recognizing the kindness and mercy we often overlook. The psalmist speaks about God pardoning our iniquities and healing our ills. Imagine it like finally tuning into your favorite radio station after dealing with static. Suddenly, everything's clear, and you can dance to the music.
Oh wow, I love that analogy. So, it's about making sure we're in tune with those divine frequencies, huh? But what does that actually look like in real life?
That's right. When we delve into the Gospel of Luke, we see Jesus confronting some hard truths. The people are curious about the Galileans who suffered, and he asks, "Do you think these Galileans suffered because they were greater sinners?" His message is clear. Suffering doesn't equal sinfulness. It's a universal truth. Life is unpredictable.
That's kind of mind-boggling. So, if bad things happen to people, it doesn't mean they did something wrong? I mean, that feels super counterintuitive, you know?
Absolutely. It challenges our perceptions. Like when you see someone struggling, your first thought might be, "What did they do to deserve this?" But Jesus flips that perspective. He encourages us to examine time ourselves and our willingness to repent. Picture a gardener patiently waiting for a fig tree to bear fruit. It's about cultivating patience within ourselves too.
I love that imagery. It's like, what if life was just one big garden and we all have unique timelines for growth? But there's also that urgency with the message of repentance, right? It sounds a bit scary. Laughs.
Very true. There is a duality there. Your growth takes time, yet we're also reminded not to take our days for granted. The gardener shows mercy, asking for just another year. It's all about the opportunity to cultivate our lives meaningfully, much like a gardener tends to their plants.
Whoa! That's like one of those aha moments. So instead of panicking, we should focus on nurturing our spiritual gardens, right? How do we even get started on that?
Yes, and don't forget, the urgency of repentance drives us to engage in this work. It's about meaningful transformation. Think of it as trying a new recipe. Sometimes it doesn't turn out well, but it's in the adjustments where we find the magic.
And what if, like, the recipe is actually about forging connections and helping each other grow? I mean, can that be a fruit in itself?
Absolutely. Building relationships and showing kindness is essential. When you cultivate compassion, it creates a ripple effect. Just like the fig tree that can bear fruit, we too can bring goodness into our lives. Not just for ourselves, but for those around us.
Wow, that's so powerful. So basically, we're all on this journey together, trying to be the best versions of ourselves?
Exactly. Each of us has that potential. We're invited to reflect and examine our hearts, not just during Lent, but as a continuous practice. It's like planting seeds in a garden. We must nourish them continually for them to flourish.
Haha, I feel like I'm that person who forgets to water their plants and just hopes for the best. But, how do we actually stay committed to cultivating our hearts?
That's the million-dollar question. It starts with being intentional. Maybe keep a journal during this Lenten season, like a gardening diary. Tracking your growth over time is essential. Let's wrap up with a prayer to solidify our commitment to this path of renewal.
Ooh, yes, let's totally do that. I'm all in. Let's pray, laughs.